Yeah, I heard a waiter.
What's a waiter?
Oh, that's just the girl and boy that be with him. Uh-huh. Ain't it?
The girl has a waiter too?
Yeah.
And sometimes a long time ago, after people in the community get married, other people would come by their house at night and make a lot of noise and everything.
Hmm.
They'd call that a...
I don't remember nobody doing them like that. Come by the house and make a lot of noise.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
No. They never did do that around where I live.
Mm-hmm. And talking about directions, how would you use the terms up and down and over? Like, if you went to Houston, you'd say, last week I
went over to Houston.
Uh-huh. Why would you say over?
Oh, because it's a long ways out.
Uh-huh. What would you say down about?
You mean down?
Uh-huh. You go down to where?
I went down to Wichita Falls.
Uh-huh.
Went on over into Houston.
What about up?
Up? You mean what would I say about going up?
Yeah, you'd go up to where?
I went up to my uncle's house.
Uh-huh. Why would you say up?
Well, going this way, you're going up all the time. And going this way, you're going down.
Because you're going against the river? You're going up?
Yeah, right.
What about when you go down to Wichita Falls? Why do you say down?
Well, I wouldn't say down. I had to say I'm going up to Wichita Falls, or Wichita Falls back here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just saying it.
Uh-huh.
This is going up all the time, and this is going down.
Uh-huh.
And if you're going over to Dallas somewhere, say, I'm going over to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference it is.
Say
if
there's been a party, there's been some trouble at a party, you say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch. Yeah.
Anything else besides a bunch?
Arrested all of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor of the music, you call that a
dancing?
Okay. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school
is out.
Uh-huh.
Out.
School does what?
Dismiss.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start back?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say she
laid out.
And you go to school to get
education.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
And after high school, you go to
college.
And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
chair.
Or got a top to it. They call it a...
I haven't seen them with the top. We still sit on the benches.
Uh-huh.
It's just a line of seats.
Uh-huh.
It's one person to the seat. That's the way I build.
What about nowadays?
That's what I'm talking about. We don't have nothing over them or nothing. Just,
uh-huh.
It's just a row of benches, and that's all. Row of seats.
Uh-huh.
It's one to the seat.
That's
the way it is all over the school out here.
Uh-huh. The secretary, in an office, she would have her own
typewriter and everything in the office.
The typewriter would be sitting on her
table.
Uh-huh. Or something with drawers in it that she'd have. You'd call that a...
What would you call it? I call it a table.
What about a desk?
A desk, yeah.
Huh?
A desk and table is all the same.